Kelly. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Peter King. The president's tariffs are here. 25% on goods from Canada and Mexico, 10% on Chinese imports. Economist Diane Swonk says a lot of things will now cost a lot more.
Because of the arbitrary nature of the emergency use of tariffs that are being done, we don't know how long they're going to be in effect. At the end of the day, there is little doubt that consumers will feel the pain of this, but it will also impact consumer demand as well.
China says it'll put 15% surcharges on imported American farm goods like meat and poultry. Reaction to the president's freeze on military aid has been swift in Ukraine.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. President Trump's decision to halt all military aid to Ukraine has been met with dismay, but not surprise on this side of the Atlantic. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen saying Europe must now try to fill that security vacuum.
This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
In Moscow, a Russian spokesman has praised President Trump's move, calling it the best contribution to bringing peace to Ukraine.
Linda McMahon has been confirmed as education secretary. The president has said that he wants to dismantle the agency. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten is hoping for something better.
What we're asking her to do is work with us, not against us. Don't take a wrecking ball to the Department of Education. Make cuts with a scalpel, not with a hatchet.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is off the ventilator and getting high-flow oxygen through breathing tubes after a pair of respiratory crises yesterday. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
The pontiff remained alert and cooperative throughout this entire ordeal, but his prognosis remains guarded, meaning doctors still can't predict if he's going to get better or worse.
Severe weather is hitting North Texas. It's part of a system that stretches north and east. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
It's putting a hurting on Dallas. We've got over 300,000 people already without power there. A very strong line going through there. They're under a tornado watch for the next few hours, and that line is going to progress off to the east.
High winds have curtailed some of the Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. In Los Angeles, 30 county detention officers face criminal charges for allegedly allowing gladiator fights at a county juvenile hall. The case came to light after the LA Times obtained video of the fights. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
The officers don't step in, don't intervene, and don't protect their charges. The officers look more like referees or audience members at a prize fight.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 33, Dow futures down 145. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 200 acres of wetland in Kenosha County is getting rehabbed. A plan after several years of discussion is moving ahead that will finally see the Pike River South Branch project get done. The initiative aims to rehab an area stretching from Highway K to Highway S. In a Waukegan courtroom yesterday, Robert Crimo III unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges against him. He was set to be on trial for the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. He'll be sentenced April 23rd. Investigators have said that Crimo considered a second attack in Madison before his arrest. The Racine Raiders are returning to the radio through a renewed partnership with WRJN. The season opener will be broadcast May 3rd. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala gave his first State of the City address last night. He highlighted a 12% decrease in crime and increases in building permits. Reports of dead birds along Lake Michigan's shoreline from Racine to Green Bay are raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society saying they're seeing a rise in suspected bird flu admissions. They're urging people that if they see a bird dead near the water, to give them a call. And the Racine County Eye is featuring an article today about the history of the Racine Bells and baseball. Readers can find the historical content on the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team assigned 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had three possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I actually just got back from my high school reunion. They asked if I wanted to perform at it. I was like, I would rather strip at my family reunion than tell jokes to the girl who, during class, pierced her own belly button with a stapler. Yeah, grew up in a real methy area. My high school crush showed up with a marijuana leaf tattooed on his face. Yeah, I was still in denial. I was like, well, someone's not afraid of commitment.
Sugar Pie Honey Buns. Can't help myself. Four Tops. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. How old were you when you finally felt like a grown-up? The most common answer was, I don't feel like a grown-up yet. You know, I'm with them. I mean, I'm pretty up there, and I still don't feel like a grown-up. The top answers after that were ages 18, 20, 21, 25, and 30. I can remember when my parents were younger than I am now, and I think they were more grown up back then than I am today. I don't know. They always seem so grown up to me, and I'm looking at myself and saying, I'm just a kid. Chris Sauvay, 1972, the year for that one. It's 8:16, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Rain today with a high near 48, rain tonight, lows 40, rain and snow tomorrow, highs 46, then falling to around 35 in the afternoon. No accumulation at all. It's going to melt when it hits the ground. Cloudy, 40 degrees right now at Radio Park. So this 19-year-old college student went crazy when her favorite lottery numbers came up in a $253 million drawing. Until she realized this was the one and only week she forgot to buy the ticket.
I don't really want to do the...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
that you say bye-bye for me. Now that we played our game, I guess we're both to blame. We tried to break each other's hearts. Yeah, one jump on me, but I jumped twice, you see. It's all over now, I'm beyond your way.
Shannon, so long, baby. It's 8:23 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, 2/3 of Americans wish they lived closer to family, but not too close. 66% of men and women and 60% of men, 55% of women want to at least be a decent drive from their parents and in-laws. Close, but not that close. All right. Luke Christie, Lightning Strikes, 8:23, local news, timeless hits for you right now.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
We'll be right back.
That's the big O, Roy Orbison. Dream Baby. It's 8:29. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for rain today with a high near 48. Right now it's 45 degrees and cloudy here at Radio Park. You want to be happy? Everybody wants to be happy. Got a random list here of things you can do that can make you happy. Going shopping, playing with puppies. Oh, that sounds good. Getting a good night's sleep. Oh, I love that. Getting up early. Well, got to do that every morning anyway. Exercise for at least 20 minutes a day. Get married. Have kids. Make at least $75,000 a year. Have 10 good friends and be tall. Well, I got news for you. I'm 6'3". I don't know if it makes me happy, but when I go clothes shopping, it doesn't make me happy because it's harder to get clothes when you're 6'3". Everything's a little more expensive, and it's also harder to find. It's 8:30 right around the noggin now. Let's check local news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a jury was seated just across the state line, the Highland Park shooter is admitting guilt. In a surprising turn, Robert Crimo III entered a guilty plea to all 69 charges related to the 2022 Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting. The charges in Lake County, Illinois included 21 counts of first-degree murder for the seven lives lost and 48 counts of attempted murder. Sentencing is scheduled for April 23rd. After the initial attack, investigators say Crimo went to Madison with weapons and ammunition, considering a second attack before ultimately returning to Illinois where he was arrested. A renewed partnership between WRJN and the Racine Raiders will see the team's games return to the airwaves. It all starts with a season opener against the Midwest Warriors on May 3rd. The broadcast from Horlick Field marks the revival of a Racine tradition. A major restoration effort is moving forward in Kenosha County. The Pike River's South Branch project is moving ahead, backed by newly secured grants and funding sources. The project, which has been in the planning stages for decades, will rehab about 200 acres of wetland from County K to County S. In a statement, County Executive Samantha Kirkman describes the initiative as creating a, quote, ecological gem in the heart of the city. A little history is on the pages of the Racine County Eye today. Read all about the Racine Bells and baseball online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Yeah, your 40s are weird. A lot of people are like, dude, you're 40? How do you deal with that? And I'm like, here's what you do. You hang out with the elderly. My entourage, my grandma and her friends, yeah, they're in their 90s, dude. You don't feel old around them. Like when I turned 40, I had a panic attack. I was like, oh my God, can't believe it, I'm 40. Around them, they're like, what? You're just a child. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still a child. But I feel bad for them because they don't have that in their life. Like when they turn 90, they don't have anybody making them feel better. They don't have a 150-year-old friend like,
smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling
get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, what it's there for. Hallelujah. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
The old ladies, Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Travel and Salvation Show. It's 8:36. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Someone came up with a list of new rules for digital communications, like a digital etiquette we should be following. Like, don't randomly FaceTime people. People do that to me sometimes. It comes on FaceTime, and I'm not going to click it. I'm laying down, you know. Don't like or love your own posts on Facebook. And stop it already with all the group texts. Oh, maybe that's just me. Because then I'm all day long, I'm getting responses from people. Here come the zombies. She's not there.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Thank you.
sunshine. We laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. And I'll be on my way. I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear.
Gail Garnett will sing in the sunshine. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Rain today in our forecast with a high near 48. Rain lows around 40 tonight. Tomorrow, rain and snow. Highs near 46 early on, then falling to around 35. Little or no accumulation. Currently, it's cloudy, 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. I've got four signs here. You just talk too much. First of all, everyone near you at work is wearing headphones. You're always the one who starts the conversations. People look at their phone while you're talking. You almost never answer a question in one or two sentences. And you're a disc jockey on the radio. But with me, it's kind of an occupational hazard. You know that?
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour.
I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Sing along with that. Mary Wells, My Guy, 848 Local News, Timeless Hits right here at WRJN, home of the Racine Raiders now. Racine Raiders football back on WRJN. First game coming up Saturday night, May 3rd, and we'll continue all summer long with the Racine Raiders as they play to another national championship right here on WRJN. I'm very positive. Racine Raiders football back on WRJN. So this boxed mac and cheese fanatic blind taste tested 9 different varieties of mac and cheese and ranked them. Now, this one guy says he's an expert on it. So let's see. Number 9 was Benza. This is a gluten-free brand where the pasta is made out of chickpeas. Skip over that. And number 8, Whole Foods. Number 7, Kraft Original. Number 6, Annie's Grass-Fed Mac and Cheese. Number 5 is Trader Joe's. Annie's Original. Number 4, Kraft Deluxe Mac and Cheese. Number 3, number 2 is Velveeta. And number 1, according to this guy, this is the best boxed mac and cheese. Walmart's great value mac and cheese. That's what he said. He said, that's the best. They all kind of taste the same to me. I haven't had them in years. That powdered cheese sauce looked like it glowed in the dark, was radioactive, so I stopped eating it. Here come the Grassroots at WRJN and...
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Yeah.
That's Jan and Dean, Dead Man's Curve, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8:55. Now, this sounds like the plot of a zany movie, but it really happened. 6 to 8 toddlers escaped a daycare in Glendale, Arizona. They were spotted by drivers from the street out front. Apparently, they got through an unsecured gate at the daycare, somehow trapped the adults inside while they made their getaway. These are toddlers, like 2 years old. It was like a sequel to that Steve McQueen movie, The Great Escape. How did they ever do that? Escape artists, Peter and Gordon, I Go to Pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
I Go to Pieces, Peter and Gordon, local news, timeless hits here at WRJ. And coming up next, it's Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. Kurt Ballman at 2 o'clock. Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock. Got you covered all day long here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock, right here. Be here, okay? And be careful. I want to see you tomorrow morning, all right? Here's Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love.
Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that
say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump's promised tariffs are now reality. And Mexico has just joined Canada and China in retaliating with its own. Details to be announced on Sunday from Mexico. CBS's Vicky.